This brings me to A. This is where Ms. Gallant and I met up, and she requested this location. My first image, photo location 3, which was just barely up the street a little bit, right about there. The first one was 1,412 feet away. This one, we moved out to 1,668 feet away, so a couple hundred feet back. And we tried to center it so that we could get, you know, the tank centered in that opening above the canopy there. And then while I was taking this photo, she had moved back another 100 or so feet and requested the second one because we could actually catch the balloons above the canopy at this location and kind of target them right in between all of the existing utility lines and utility poles so that we could get the most open view we could, worst case view we could find from that stretch. The next location, photo location C, is from Savage Road. I found this one while I was doing my driven map and just thought that it might be prudent. It was the one good opening where I could actually shoot through and you could see the red balloon up there. You really cannot see the yellow balloons. They're actually buried behind the trees back there. So all we really had was the dome and the tank above that tree line. And again, as you can see, that this was one of the only locations on that spot. Actually, my client had called and asked why there wasn't a lot of red on the map that I had provided her, because the dot, the location dot saying this is where the picture was taken, actually obliterated the red. Because if you moved up the road 50 feet, this tree line would end up killing it. And if you move 50 feet the other way, this tree line would end up killing it. So this, the only view you really have is through this valley here. There's one other spot on that road, but it was almost completely obliterated anyway, so I didn't really worry about that one. This was the worst view on that road. And the reason I selected this one was because it was down towards the direction of Moose Point State Park, and I know they were concerned about that area, so this was the only place I found it from that direction where I could shoot back up. The closest point that I could find it from that direction where I could shoot back up through and find a view of the tank. So that's why I thought it was applicable and I added it to the package. Photo location D, 924 feet away. This is near 26 Station Road. I again worked my way to shoot between the existing vegetation and not trespass onto someone's lawn, but to find an opening where I could actually find some balloons. And I fudged around until I could at least catch a yellow one so you had some indication of where the rim of the tank would be and not just, you know, the top of the dome. Photo location E, this is near 18 Station Avenue. And this one's 787 feet from the center of the tank. And again, this one I tried to fudge around and find better spot to see the balloons and stuff, but this was really the best chance I had, because if I went much further, this tree ended up blocking my view and this ended up blocking my view. So I tried to get so you could at least see the yellow balloon and the tip of the tank from there. So those are the photos. That's the reason I did the 50 millimeter, the 85, and the 105. The driven visibility map to show where I was able to find them. And again, you have to remember, as I'm driving, I know exactly where I'm looking for that thing. I have a track log and a line of sight that the computer and a laptop sitting next to me is pointing to those balloons the entire time I'm moving. So I have the best chance I can get. I also carry binoculars with me. If I find an opening and I think I'm going to see them, I pull over, I get out and stand there in the orange vest and fudge around until I can find them or conclude that I can't. So in conclusion, this is the test that I performed. We had the balloons up at 6:30. I drove around for about 7 hours to cover this map and take these photos. We ended up pulling the balloons down just after 1:30. That's when we pulled it down, cleaned up, packed up, and headed out of there. So it was a 7-hour visible window. I did meet a lot of townsfolk. Everybody was wonderful. I appreciate it. Thank you. And that's pretty much the balloon test, and I'll be available for questions this evening.